After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I like that. My microphone is not on. This is ratchet.
Hey. What up, AfterBuzz? Your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop New York Worlds Collide episode. Y'all listening to Chris Brown, Bitches and Marijuana. I'm joined in studio with the lovely Cornelia Stratwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Cornelia.
Stephon, I am Warfire Wallace.
Hot boys. Bitches and Marijuana?
Bitches
so
and Marijuana.
Just like the two correct essentials for Chris Brown's life? Is that what we're...
Yeah.
Is that what he's writing about?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where can everyone write you, though, Stephon?
Everybody can write me at I Am More Fire, Instagram or Twitter.
And you guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J, but make sure you guys hit that subscribe button below.
Yep.
Subscribe to us so you guys can listen to us, watch us, and check us out every week.
Subscribe.
Ho! Yandy actually has a real storyline this episode.
Yandy and her crazy family ties.
I'm just sitting up here like, Mendesis is out of jail. Why are you still acting like he's in jail doing all of the work?
Because he didn't do anything last week, so he's fired.
Is Mendesis,
you can't do it. You're fired.
Is he the spoiled child of that family?
No, like, I mean, if you didn't understand, like, Samantha, she was talking to my mother, she was being disrespectful right now. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I just didn't take it like that. You know what I'm saying? So then, like, a drink spilled on her, and then it was just like, you know what I mean? I can't even deal with this no more.
And that was it. He stopped dealing with it.
Don't act like Samantha don't have the same mouth barely open. I don't know how they survive.
Could you imagine their relationship? Babe, what you talking about? Girl, I ain't gonna tell you nothing, man. DC's like, you need to get... But, babe, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't gonna fucking do with this no more. No, you gonna piss me off right now? Like...
like... Can somebody open your mouth wide and say something?
Right, that's years
I don't think
of
I want to hear anything that they have to say, so they can keep it
closed out here in the streets.
No, they seem like nice people. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So Yandy nice goes people and meets with
dramatic.
Kim.
Nice people.
Yandy's basically like, Kim, you can't just be coming, calling grown ass men and checking them. Well, if the man ain't acting grown, then he gotta, you know what I mean? Like, Santa Claus coming to town, gonna pick up the phone, gonna be like, you've been bad this year, you getting cold.
Santa Claus?
I mean, I'm just, you know what I mean?
Feel, you know,
Miss Kim, she be looking like Santa Claus.
Zigzag Allen Iverson joints in her hair. She had the AI.
She looked like, not the mama. Remember that TV show? With the dinosaurs.
No. Yeah, except she looked like the dad.
That's the one I'm talking about.
No.
Or either the one that played the boss.
Shout out to Kim for wanting Mendesis to pay for her suit and carrying that ticket and that receipt everywhere she went. She was like, someone's going to pay for this, whether it be Mona.
Get my suit off the cleaners.
She brought that ticket to every set.
Yeah.
She did.
And by the way, I got this cleaners ticket, so...
Big ups to Miss Kim. I don't want no drama.
Okay. She's like, but if you want drama, bitch, I will fight you or we can go to court.
Oh, we can go to court.
She gave the 1-2 last week.
She like, so I'm going to be on the show? I need to get my zigzag cornrows on.
She said, give me the AI 98s.
Now,
that's what I want.
I'm a little worried about Miss Judy.
Give me the answers.
See, I thought I was worried about Kim, but actually Kim seems to kind of have... sense in certain things. Yeah. In certain things. Miss Judy, though, be acting brand fucking new, girl. Like, you acting like you didn't know your coach bag been fake for the past 10 years, girl. Like, you didn't purchase it in Chinatown. Judy talking about Yandy asking her, like, you know what I mean? Like, what happened? She was like, you know, all I know is Samantha was acting real disrespectful. And she asked me how old I was. Ma, how old are you? And Yandy was like, well, what did you say to make her ask that? Oh, I don't know. Mitchell, you can't recollect that?
No.
Miss Judy just, she got upset. She got hood.
I think Judy done seen the shows and she felt like, I got to turn up. I'm on
like,
for 2 weeks.
Mama D been on this shit.
I got to turn up.
Marion's mom even turned up. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's true.
Shit, even on Real Housewives, Candy Mom turned up. She's like, I got to do something.
Yeah. I feel bad for Yandy as the counselor. How, I mean, you already going through motherhood. You're pregnant. So there's emotional highs and lows and all these different things she's going through. But then she got to play counselor. She got to be mom to two moms. She has to be mom to her husband because he's a little baby boy who can't handle his business.
You got to be play probation officer. Like, I mean.
You got to be translator for his baby mama. What'd you say? Huh? What? Oh, you want him to be only on the weekends. Okay. Like, you can't even understand anybody. Yandy, poor Yandy.
Girl, no, not poor Yandy. I'm just looking like Yandy, like, come on, you put yourself in this situation, deal with the situation, have your man deal with the situation, because this is what you raising your you're building yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
Because Mendici's out here just knowing you're going to clean up after all of the messes, you're going to be doing this, and it's going to be cute for the first 7 years, and you're going to be pulling out the, oh, man, I'm just tired. I'm tired. You always doing the same stuff, man. Well, what the fuck did you think he was going to fucking do? He's going to do the same fucking shit because you done raised him like this.
Do y'all really want Mendici's to handle this? Because he can't.
Yeah.
Mendici's cannot handle this. If you want something, sometimes, if you want something to get done to avoid court,
yeah,
you gotta deal with it yourself.
She's like trying to spell it out for him, right. Like, honey,
she's like, I'm gonna deal with this because I don't want to have to go to court for this because you already got a drug charge,
sir. Mm-hmm. Sir,
young man,
you are already a felon, sir. We can't go to court,
we can't go through with this again. But Yandy's doing a pretty decent job,
yeah,
she's doing a good job.
What does 50-50 custody look like, though? Is it like every other day, or
so somebody gets them 3 days and somebody gets them 4? Mm-hmm.
So then who's the weekend parent, because that's the fun time.
Mendici's wanted the weekend to go to Samantha, and he wanted to keep him during the
so
week.
She would get him week Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and he gets a Monday through Thursday.
Yeah. Which
that's what my cousins used to do.
Yeah. But that's again.
But it was never Thursday. That's a weird day to get picked up. They usually get picked up on a Friday.
And you never have your son for like the cool, let's go to the park days.
Well, I mean, bitch, he should be in
Little
League.
Well, that's what happens when you co-parent. That's what happens when you have children by someone that you are not with. You are going to have to split it up. If you don't want your babies to have to go away on the weekends, then marry your baby mama, or don't have kids with the person that you ain't with.
And Samantha, their relationship seems cool enough to where if Mendici's like, oh, y'all going to the park or like doing something, like, oh, I'm going to show up, and Samantha be like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Okay. It's just unfortunate that they want to have, I understand as her being a mom and she wants her son the majority of the time. However, he already is going to be split between two homes every week. That's very difficult.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, you feel like you comfortable at your house. Now I got to spend half the week with you. Then he hasn't been with her. You can't just take a kid and be like, well, I know you've been with me for 7 years, but now you're going to be with your mom. Bye. And expect it to go smoothly. What if he don't like her?
Right. Uh-oh. Well, he ain't got no choice. That's his mama.
But what if he doesn't like her?
But that's his mama. It's just like Empire. You don't be my son.
That's fine, but we see Cookie ain't fucking with what's his name.
She not.
Because he ain't fucking with her.
All right.
But this show. So Candy says, I mean Candy. Yeah. Judy says, damn y'all, sorry. Loyalty. Judy's sitting up here talking about that Yandy ain't loyal to her. And Yandy like, well, look, Ma, you know what I mean? Like, I want you in the wedding, but if you up here, damn, acting like Sharkeesha and shit, Fucking throwing drinks and shit. Fucking Kool-Aid man crashing all up parties and shit.
How embarrassing. I'm going to tell you this. How embarrassing.
You're not going to tell no old black mom that she may not be around at the wedding.
She's like, got it.
Like, if you don't want no drama, you do not tell somebody's old black mama she may not be around for the wedding.
Right. We all seen Candy's mom.
You all seen how Marion's mom got.
Exactly.
Don't can't tell me you ain't gonna be there. But the wedding? Is there a wedding?
I mean, I'm sure VH1 gonna pay for, you know, have, I mean, have like a spinoff, what it would be called.
Like, this is Yandy.
It's
this
like right before you go to jail.
Yeah, and this isn't one of the other ones. This is Yandy have a baby shower. Both times she got pregnant, a huge birthday party. She's gonna have a wedding.
She's gonna have a wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They ain't start planning a wedding now. Nobody's planned a wedding.
She said she was, didn't she?
Did she get the right ring?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Yandy is doing something with maternity clothes, a clothing line or something like that, right? And Kim shows up. Judy shows up. Judy shades Yandy talking about
loyalty.
I loved it. I love that moment.
That was great. And basically what we got from here was like an apology. Finally, Kim got to give her receipt to Judy.
Yeah.
But Judy, really, I'm just sitting over here looking at Judy like, her common sense for the apology, first of all, she walked up in there acting like, hey, Kim, so what's up? Well, what's up is that this was supposed to be now the first time you're seeing me. Acknowledge that you threw a drink on me because you threw a drink on me. And then don't sit here and talk about, well, girl, you know, I was just agitated.
She said, I ain't throw a drink on you, Judy.
That's all.
But you didn't have a drink.
That's, she said.
She said, I know, I'm sucked in jail.
Be like, bitch, well, I got a drink now.
And she prepared
in my purse.
So can I get you, can I get you back?
Judy in the face.
Can we be even? Let me just splash you real quick.
I don't know what,
but she
need
to check that receipt. Because what if Miss Kim tried to add extra stuff onto the receipt?
$30.
Like, stuff in the cleaners, and it's like $100 worth of soup.
I'm looking like $30 for that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of decent for the whole suit and staying out.
I don't know. To Van Nuys for something like that.
I think that I have a little bit more. I've had a little bit more interaction with like Caribbean folks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, yeah, dive into that.
You know, I feel like, I don't know, his name's Mendici.
He
is West Indian, I believe. So, having a West Indian mom, they're a little bit stubborn and kind of childish. Especially when it comes to defending their child, when it comes to standing on some whatever point they feel is...
Every West Indian watching you about to go in on your life.
Like,
come on in, baby.
I don't do that!
They know how their mama is, though. I'm serious. I grew up in Miami with all Jamaicans. Hey, shout out to all Haitians, Jamaicans, everybody out there, Trinis, everybody. But that's how they are, though. It's a little short. It's a little short-sighted. And they stand on their point.
Boom.
They're nurturing. West Indian moms are very nurturing.
And overbearing.
You know who that sounds like? It sounds a lot like Chrissy.
Mm.
Mm. Maybe she West Indian, too. Just kidding. So, Chrissy and Chang, let
no
me just tell
she's
y'all.
She's got a little West Indian
I'm
in
just
her.
Wondering what kind of filter Chang was on this episode, because I was looking at Chang like, did you get Botox or something?
He had the hat. No, this is coming from a woman.
No,
every time
the dudes
try to
hide,
they be tricking you. They be trying to get at you. They be real fine with that hat on. And then when you meet them outside where you meet them, they take the hat off. You be like, I didn't sign up for this.
Now, hold up.
I don't know who this is.
There's different kinds
of right.
But yo, Steph look like Steph no matter what.
No. When we say hats on, there's two different ways of this. You know what I mean? You can tell what someone looks like with a hat on. But when they're wearing their hat like this, when you can't see that brow and they're wearing their hat like this, there's something fishy going on under there.
Ladies,
bitch, you're not in the mafia. Like, why you are not playing baseball?
Tell him to take his hat off so you can see the real him. Because I'm not going to be talking to you on the phone and then 2 weeks later I finally see you without the hat.
Well, hey.
And it's not what I
bargained for. But dudes would be like, pull the clips out. Pull the clips out.
Oh, you can help me take the weave out, though. Get these scissors and this razor blade. Don't cut my actual hair. Cut the yarn only.
Cut the yarn only.
Cut the thread only.
I'm so mad you said yarn.
Cut the yarn.
Because, you know, Camille from that old school.
I got that.
The yarn. She go down Joanne Fabric.
Got some weave in the closet at home.
You know, just in case.
All right, so Chink.
You know what I'm saying? Just in case.
Chink wants to wipe everything clean off the table. But he's nervous because he feels pressure. And Chrissy says, look,
pressuring you. If you don't want to be with me, let me go so then I can have what I want. I'm not going to pressure you. You don't have to be with me. I can go fuck somebody else and have a child by them. Let me go. Just do it. Like, bitch, that's pressuring. But you just gave him an ultimatum.
You did.
Either you're going to fuck me and get me pregnant, or I'm going to leave. You're going to let me go, and I'm going to fuck someone else. Like, bitch, this is not Frozen. Like, the only thing Frozen about this should be your eggs, bitch, and you done didn't do that.
Well, if it were someone else, let's give her some credit, because if this were someone else, a younger young woman, and she and her man didn't want to give her what she wanted, you have to leave. You got to walk away.
Yeah, but my thing is, then, like, you're gonna just run out there and do what? Like,
well,
be like,
just
fuck me, like, I want a baby.
She's just saying that. It's never that smooth. But that's what you tell them.
Like, what does your match.com profile say? I want child.
So horrible.
No, it's never as easy, but you have to say that to him, so it's just not like, I'm just gonna take some me time. No, I'm gonna actually pursue another man and look for someone who wants to start a family.
She ain't gonna be up in the bedroom like Bambi with the Sutter home in the
right.
Yo, they be on the Craigslist with that friends with benefits
for 25 roses. What would y'all really do if I shut up with some roses?
For real.
It said 25 roses. Do y'all get that?
No.
No, on Craigslist, instead of saying money, they'd be talking about roses.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, that's how the prostitutes are getting by.
You prostitutes are getting by! You're fooling us, prostitutes!
Everybody got
Yo, prostitution. Anyway, that's another show.
Forget that. Can we talk about, so now there's going to be a contract for this baby that was written on a napkin at a restaurant.
I was going to say, I really didn't like how Chink handled this. It kind of imploded on him. He tried to start with this whole, so, you know,
yeah,
you know, I'm not feeling how, you know, we went
pressuring
out.
Pressuring me.
But, you know, I love you, though. And I was like, whoa. Whoa. Yeah. Felt like Kramer.
You know, I don't know how to say this or nothing. You
saying,
know what I mean?
I love you
like,
out here.
I ain't going to say that no more.
I love you out here. Like, whoa. Thanks.
I love you, dog.
They were cute, though. There's something cute about them. But my thing is like, what are you going to tell the child, like, so, like, you know, how it happened was, like, I sat down with your mother because she was forcing me to fuck her to get you, right? And thing was, I wasn't ready for it. So what I did was I made this napkin contract, and then I asked your mom if I could feel her on her butt.
Poor really? Chink.
Like, that's how
he was conceived that night.
Boom. Bitch, I got her pregnant in the restaurant.
Because Christy is about that life. Chrissy is about that life.
Yeah, you know they have some raunchy.
Oh, man, they go in.
Rancid sex.
What? They do.
Like, they be choking each other. They got the damn straps on the walls. Like, I just know Chrissy just be. She just be taking all her tracks and put them on the ground and just rolling around.
Nothing wrong with a little choking.
Like, Chrissy looked like she wanted you to spit in you. No, like, Chrissy looked like she wanted mucus spit in her face.
No, see, now you're getting it. Now you're getting
it. Nope, right down the throat. She'd be like,
hit me with it.
Just that dirty sex. Sniffing armpits, buttholes and shit. Like, you know, she'd be putting her tongue in Chink's butt.
Yeah, she did.
She'd be like, babe,
that's going
one
out.
Knuckle or two. Go to the second knuckle.
She'd be like, don't be doing that out here.
I don't know the second knuckle.
Chink is too hood.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Chink too hood.
Listen.
Think about it. Look at your finger.
I'm not looking at my finger.
Poor Stefan.
Why are we always saying on this show, I'm trying to keep it to the show.
Poor Stefan.
No.
No.
Chink keeps talking about separation. Mm-hmm. He never uses the term divorce.
Because he's not getting one.
So, I don't understand. She's like, I want you to get a legal separation so that she can still be your wife, but
Chink's is
not
afraid to go down there to get the divorce papers because his family will kill him. Because I'm looking like, your family rides for you. What the fuck did you do?
Yeah.
Because I got a family situation that's kind of similar to this, and he done got outcasted from our family. Like, bitch, we are Greek. If you don't stick with us, motherfucker.
Well, it's weird. I've never seen men be that against meeting the other woman. I've never seen that.
That's how much they love this chick.
That's weird to me because
you left the family.
As a most men understand. That's even more reason why I don't understand it. Because back in the day, Pop-Pop had two families. One down the street and another one over here.
But
and
wait,
it was
what's
never
Chink's
a
ethnicity?
Problem when his brothers like and sisters Asian. Knew about the other woman.
And he called himself Chink.
It's weird to me that they have such a problem with
he
him.
He called himself Chink, though. He does. It's not racist. He does have a little slant. Yeah.
Chink is just black.
He Blasian.
He is probably just black. He might have a little like Filipino in him somewhere.
Side note.
He might be Dominican.
Kamora Lee is pregnant again and remarried.
I don't even know.
She is remarried. But like, why do we get on her?
Tell the old dude, because we talk about Blasians real quick. I said, cut the side note. Anyway, back to what we were saying.
Yeah, let's just talk about Jackie Chan. What's he up to?
Listen, that bugged me out because I saw the dude and it was like this older white dude who's not handsome.
It don't matter when you get, when you know what you want and what you need, it doesn't matter.
Which is what, money or?
No, stability is somebody that's going to be down for you. It's
who
not
married
about
a white man?
Kamora Lee.
Wait, okay.
Young, only young people.
Sorry,
think about it like this. Let me kick some game on y'all.
Spit it.
Going off topic.
Spit a little
spit it.
All of these women who had these swaggy type dudes when they were younger, Diana Ross, Eve, Janet Jackson, Halle Berry, all these women who had these swaggy type dudes, guess who they are with now?
Old men.
Older men who are totally different from the type of person that they were with. And after a while, that type of stuff doesn't matter.
Because the ones that they were with turn up to be like Peter Gunn.
Who cares if you look good in Jordans or not when you're 44? Nobody care about that crap.
That's
wait
really
a minute.
True.
I'm going to look good in Jordans when
but
I'm 44.
But the type of, if you dating a woman who still care that you look good in Jordans and you're 44, then you probably might want to look elsewhere.
Yeah, because she ain't the one, huh?
Where's your bracelet?
Okay, now let's get back to loving him.
All right, so Chinks meets up with his cousin who's telling him about his daddy, his father's health, because something wrong with his father. Basically, this is where we find out that the whole family fucks with his with his wife. And they have kids together, and they are just not going to accept Chrissy at all. Like, his cousin was like, you know that ain't going to happen, bro.
I don't even want to
like,
meet.
I almost thought they might have fought.
Yeah. That over his wife. They ride for his
yo,
wife.
Yo, like, honestly, it's not weird because I have this exact situation. Like,
so, and the men, not the women, but the men are
no, but it's like the whole family is like, what did you do?
That's so
wait, is it your family?
Yeah, my family.
But it's your family, though. Chink's family is, like, not with him. They're with his wife.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying this about the couple in my family. Like, oh, okay. They are a family member. Like, his family members went with my grandmother. Like, they was just looking like, no, you left the family. You did the dirty deed. Like, we fucks with this. And now you can go live in the woods by yourself.
Wow.
Bye.
It's hard out there in the woods.
It
man.
Is. So I can see it and I understand it, but it does come a point where, but it's new still, and it took years for my family to kind of mend that over and have some sort of connection, because it's just like, honestly, like, in my family, like, there is no divorce, there is no, like, it is family. Like, if you created it, bitch, you got that to the end.
Yeah.
Well, he stuck up for Chrissy.
Yeah.
That I was happy to see him actually be like, well, that's my girl. And that's what it is. And oh, well.
Do you think we're going to get a scene with the father, Chrissy, meeting the family at all?
I hope not.
I would love that.
I mean, we done seen everything else in these motherfuckers' lives. Like, I might as well see that.
I mean, feel really uncomfortable.
No, but tell the storyline all the way through if you're gonna do it. I mean, let's do it.
Dang, why half ass?
All right, let me get it. I mean,
because they're gonna go into her. I would be so afraid.
Well, let them lean into her so she understands what she is up against.
She knows she ain't got nobody else. Chrissy ain't got
she got that dog.
She's down for it. She gonna ride this to the end.
Yeah, but if she
got a contract
on that contract
on the receipt,
this is what this contract is for. This is what you up against.
It is on the receipt.
Who's, or a napkin? What was it?
One or the other. Who knows? Lord Jesus, let's talk about it. Peter and Amina. Well, okay, so we judged. I don't know why we would do that here at AfterBuzz TV. So Peter and Amina were walking into the restaurant. Not gonna lie, we all thought that they had empty baby cans.
I was like, that baby is not in that stroller.
That could still be the case.
It could have been.
And the baby was in the back of the car.
Maybe the baby
seat.
Was crying or agitated, and he was
it's
like,
"It's fucking up the shot, guys."
Because you know when you have a baby out at nighttime, you're supposed to have the blanket over the entire stroller. There was no blanket over the entire stroller. The inside was empty. Poor Corey was somewhere inside. She was
which
not
is,
in that.
Which
buggy.
Is how her life is going to shape up.
Poor thing.
Where's Corey? Somewhere inside.
Yeah. Somebody's got her. Somebody's watching her. We're shooting this episode. Girl. We're shooting this episode.
So they're sitting down talking. Amina's like, you know, I want the kids to meet little Corey. I'm so excited for this because, you know, I'm the mother of his sister.
Yeah.
Right. But that's it.
And that's what he said.
And this is what I need people to understand and listen to and hear when it comes into your brain and you need to translate it properly and be like, what the fuck did he just say? Like, she needs Erica Mena in her life. You know, like, I do. You know what? I was against that friendship, but fuck that.
Yeah?
I support Erica Mena and Amina being friends. Or at least, I know they're not really friends, but I support them being around each other.
Sure.
Because I need Erica to grade off a little bit of whatever spunk or spice she got on this bitch. Because Amina just be sitting there like, I just can't believe Peter did that to me. Like, what can't you believe? This man was fucking all of these bitches here. Like, I understand you got a tattoo on you, and that sucks. And then, you know, you feel like you're committed in this green card situation. And then on top of it, you get pregnant, and that sucks even more. Because now you have a physical and emotional connection to this man.
There's a life.
But damn, girl. I mean, damn. I mean, damn. And then that was so awkward.
I'm more confused. So does Amina expect this meetup to happen to the mother of all of his other 8 children?
No. We don't care about those. Because we just want to meet the boys.
When this happens again, is she going to be disappointed again?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can picture Peter with the other women or whoever the fuck is out there that is related to this man being like, this is my wife, Amina. And they'd be like, well, we know we watched the show. And actually, honey, you should probably get out of that. Like, I can just picture, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
we can help you. She's like, why do they keep telling me that? Peter, why do they keep telling me that?
My dad's a great guy.
Well, the little boys. Which one of y'all said that the little boy was giving her the side eye?
Yeah, the oldest one.
the bigger one.
Tara and the youngest kid are like playing with the new baby, which that was just awkward. Tara holding the
Why
baby.
Why would he give her the baby?
But then did you notice Peter's face when he gave Tara the baby? He's like, somewhere in that sick mind, I'm not going to even repeat what I think you're thinking. But
he thinks they're going to all live together eventually and be like,
bitch, this is not sister wives.
Yeah. That's what he wants, though.
I think that's what's
he wants
happen.
Them to quit. Their backbones are not strong, and he wants to completely break them.
Yo, that would top every Love and Hip Hop storyline if at the end of this shit,
they
bought a compound. Well, they can't purchase a compound, but they found a compound somewhere. You know,
they bought a family home,
and then they spun it into diamond. Like, let's just Peter Guns and kids.
Oh. Man, let me just tell you, this baby was being passed around like a hot potato up in here. Like the oldest son was looking like, that's nice.
He don't want no parts of this.
He wasn't talking. He just kept looking like,
yeah.
Why is Amina here?
Well, he's trying to take it all in, I think, as a kid.
Like, Dad, why aren't you running this time? Amina's here.
No, he knows. That's my sister. Kids are, the fact that they're really babying this situation with the oldest kid tells me that they are a little naive, because there's nothing you can't tell me to make me believe that this little boy doesn't know that Amina has been beating it up with their daddy and now they are together and they have this child.
Yeah, no, he knows.
I don't know that they're babying it as much as I think they're utilizing the leverage, especially Tara. So she's got this leverage. I'm not going to let her see the boys. I'm not going to let her meet the boys. That was her only leverage. She just been leveraging whatever she can, as long as she can remain relevant, because she's still relevant.
Storyline's about to get.
Yeah, now it's like, oh, we already met the boys.
Talk about Tara, she ain't dressing like Sierra.
We don't need
no
you.
More.
We don't need you. Yeah. So Tara's gone. She wrote herself out. because she gave up her only contact.
She's gonna have to sell her Hot Pocket.
Well, no, now that her and Amina are texting each other,
nobody wants none of them.
Yeah, now people are
they're so tired.
I mean, they're so tired, and it's like, first of all, there just comes a point in time where it's like you can be a really pretty girl, but if y'all are fighting over some bum, duty dude type dude, like
a real dude,
you start
is
looking
like
that. Like Amina, I'm just like, girl, like, what are those red tracks in your hair? Like, take them out. One.
Oh, she's trying to liven it up. I was praying last week that she got saved by her weird German sister who was like...
Why was her sister weird?
I don't know. I just felt like she was a little weird. I don't know. Something about her. I was just like...
Something about her.
But maybe it's because she's really from Germany. It's a little different.
Germany cool, man.
Okay, sorry. Shout out to all the Germans out there. Zwitska.
We love you.
I was hoping that she got saved by her sister.
No.
She did not. She sounded like she was leaning.
She did.
Well, if you are in this deep with a man like Peter Guns, it's going to take more than some girl talk with your sister at Central Park West to bring you back in. It's going to take way more than
Peter's like, I'm taking y'all, I'm taking you to dinner tonight, you and my baby, at this, you know, the spot that's right down, right around the corner. Right, we can walk there.
I feel so bad for her.
Nothing on the menu is over $9.95. I feel really bad for Amina. Why?
Because nobody sees their future this way, man. Especially when you think about having a child and a family. Nobody says or is content with the idea of potentially having this type of situation with a man like Peter.
Of course not. That is true. But when you're filming it on national television, you do know.
You're right.
Amina knows. Amina knew. Amina had plenty of time to know. Tara knows that. Tara even said that to her face. She was like, bitch, you knew. But Tara, you can't get mad either because you knew too.
You did it too.
Like, everyone's just all up in the damn fucking knowing. Like, fucking damn PBS, the more you know. Fucking.
I hate that Amina said. I just hate that he won't tell them that I'm really his wife. I'm really his wife. She's still trying to convince her. She don't even believe it no more. She's like, I don't even know what I believe.
We got to stop doing this to ourselves. That's all I can say. As a community, as a people, we need to stop.
You know? So Erica meets up with her best friend, Albie, and they're talking about sin and whatever.
Erica.
And that she has been confiding in somebody. And basically she comes out talking about she's been talking to Bow Wow. They've been friends for... Here we go again with the 8 years. Everyone always friends or dated off and on for 8 years. And the thing is she doesn't really feel pressured with him. So then she goes and visits Amina and baby Corey, and that's when Amina realizes that she's not really accepted by Tara, but her and Tara are texting each other. And then Erica was like, well, you know, like, the blogs are going crazy about me.
She was so excited.
About Shad Moss, a.k.a. Bow Wow. Like, every time we're going to say his name, we're going to say Shad Moss, a.k.a. Bow Wow.
Yes.
Shad Moss, a.k.a. Bow Wow. That's my man. Hey, everyone, did you guys see my man, Shad Moss, a.k.a. Bow Wow? Did you guys see my man, Shad Moss, a.k.a. Bow Wow? Did you guys see my man, Shad Moss? Did you know he used to go by Lil Bow Wow, but now it's Bow Wow?
He dropped the little.
That's my man.
That's my man.
Dropped the little. Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, that's what's going on.
But first she called him Fresh As I'm Is.
Fresh As I'm Is.
Like, come on, boo. I can't. This storyline is one that I'm not getting into. I cannot get with this storyline.
I don't know what to say about it. What is there to say?
There ain't nothing
exactly.
to say.
Exactly.
You're right.
I don't even know what to say about it. I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, I don't know. I have nothing.
All right, moving on.
Shout out to Shad Moss, a.k.a. Bow Wow.
I need Erica to find a new man, because I don't want to talk about you and Bow Wow. Like, what are we really going to do? I can't even picture the situation happening. What are y'all be talking about?
106 and Park. Freestyle Friday.
Hey, that used to be legit.
Remember the blind dude that was rapping?
Yep.
Yeah.
What was his name? Blind Fury?
Yeah. Blind Fury. He was killing, though. It was nice. Shout out to 106 Bark, AJ Free.
So we get this scene. Parents. It was like all the dudes sitting up talking about their girl problems. Rich talking about Johnny Blaze. In the middle of them having like serious conversation about their girls, the damn stripper is
clapping it up. I mean, cameras rolling.
Bitch, I was like, them knees clapped harder than her heels. I was like, damn, girl.
She was trying to get that extra screen time.
Mendici's face when that happened was hilarious. Mendici was like,
I'm not looking.
Two issues I have with this conversation. Guys, sometimes we have to, you know, listen to the things that are coming out of our mouth and, you know, take them back in and say, wait, you know what? Sound a little fucking, you know what? Actually, now I get why I was wrong. Cisco up here talking about Diamond. You know what I'm saying? But I just think she's whack for talking to some new dude so quickly. You know, but you're fucking all of these girls. Mm-hmm. You're fucking your ex-wife, but it's fucked up for Diamond to do it.
You're impregnating your baby mama again.
Right, and then you're lying to her again. Now, before we get into that situation, at that same time, Chinx was sitting up there talking about, you know, with Chrissy, what it comes down to is, like, things she got to realize, like, I'm still learning.
You 72 years old. Why? You still learning in the street.
He is no older than 47.
But you should have fucking picked up a fucking book. Learning. What are you learning? You're learning how to be in a commitment at 47 years old, bitch. If by 47 years old, you haven't even committed to life at this point.
Well, a World War II vet trying to learn out here in the streets.
I kind of understood it a little bit only because of this. It made a little sense. A little bit of sense.
Okay, go ahead. Because I know what you're going to go with.
He's been with this girl.
Go ahead.
He's been with this girl since he was like 15.
Trash can. Mm-hmm. He'd been with her since she was 15.
This is correct. He really done the whole romancing, mm-hmm. love, any of that other stuff with any other woman. Even if he's had sex with other women, mm-hmm. it ain't been real, true relational ship. So now it's like I'm out of this one relationship I've been in my entire life, and I'm trying to figure this whole love thing out. I got a white girl now. I don't know. It's different.
Is Chrissy white? Or is she like Puerto Rican or something?
She white.
Man, she could be Ursula. Well, white, black, it don't matter.
She hood white.
She chink too old to be out here trying to learn from scratch, sir. That's not like a personal problem, the fact that you don't know how to treat a woman. Because you've been with your woman for 15 years. That's your fault, Chink.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
or 20. Or 25 years. 25 years, you know, since she was 15.
That's his fault.
40-some.
All right.
Do better.
I'm just saying I understand a little bit, Chink.
Come on, Chink. Get it together.
Chink is
he's still writing contracts on napkins. Y'all think he ain't? Where do you think he is in his level of relation?
And that's the point of our discussion. Okay. When me and Cornelia are sitting knitting up late at night drinking our little hot cocoa, that's the point of our discussion.
Yeah.
We just be like, these men.
Mm-hmm. Now, I hear confused.
Cornelia, pass me the nudes. Now, hold up. Wait. Can we just have a nude conversation for a second? Wait, tell me, who's nudes? Who's came out tonight this week? I'm going to die at this one.
That young man. I don't want to say his name.
Juicy from damn Empire, y'all. And I'm about to go home.
Who was Juicy on Empire?
The fine game
one. The middle son.
Yes.
I love
Let me find
song.
That one.
He's got nudes out.
I know that's a little trashy. I will never have no
Y'all
damn nudes. Sure not.
Nudes
I ain't
going to
have no nudes either.
Because I ain't give them to nobody that needs to see it.
No, but Michael B. Jordan, they got him nude. He was on the beach changing clothes.
But why are you I don't get naked at no beach. I don't even go to take a shower at the gym. That's dirty.
How you getting butt naked at the beach?
He was butt naked. I mean, I'm not.
I know you looked at Michael B. Jordan news, though.
That's a new one for me. I'm writing these down. Let me go see Michael B. Jordan. I'm going to be real busy tonight, y'all. Don't be calling me. What's his name? Juicy? All right, girl.
You know, listen. I see, listen. People be telling me that's how bad my reputation has gotten now.
With the news?
When something come out, they be like, grrr, did you on Twitter?
You better check the nudes.
And I'd be like, wait.
How y'all getting caught in these streets with nudes, man? This show just came out.
That iCloud's a bitch.
When you talking to a dude, send me some pictures. He'll do it.
With his face all up in it and everything?
Some men do.
Some are really...
If they think they're confident, they will. Because most men don't care if they if their nudes leak.
No, in the no. What it really comes down to is in the moment they have their dick in their hand and they can't think clearly. This is very much on the subject. They be releasing nudes on this motherfucking show every fucking week. And they, within that moment, they can't fight temptation, and that comes back to why y'all should get the What Would Jesus Do?
The What Would Jesus Do? It's like he brought it all around. What would Jesus do? No nudes. All
right, so Cisco goes and meets up with his baby mama, Tasha. And she done took the trip up here because she been thinking about Diamond. Where was I? Where was you when I gave birth?
He was like, I wasn't in L.A. You got that confused. I was in New York. Chilling with these other bitches.
You got caught. Your story has holes. You lost all the fucking jellyfish in it, bitch.
Why can't he just say, I was, yeah, you right. Like, you already missed the birth. How worse can it be?
I mean,
you missed the birth.
Like, Peter Guns even made the birth.
Peter Guns even made the birth.
From his other family vacation, he made the birth.
Yeah. I gotta be back.
So, just
she
say,
having a baby.
You couldn't.
Yeah, I was in L.A.
You couldn't get away from Diamond in L.A. to go to the birth of your child.
So, if you live in New York, your wife, your baby mama's having a child, and you say, I wasn't even in another city. I was home? What?
Exactly.
What were you doing? Baby, I was just catching reruns of Friends.
Not in Atlanta. That's what I was doing.
They had a Seinfeld marathon.
We were having a baby,
on.
And I was not in town.
You're home? Cisco watching Seinfeld and Friends.
But
he loves.
That's
CBS.
Even worse, though, that you were home.
He don't care.
No,
Cisco
he wasn't
does
home.
Not care about people. He does not care
Cisco
about people.
Cisco said, "You know, babe. I mean, the thing is that why would I even be out there? I don't even see a real future with Diamond. Then 101. I'm lying. I'm lying.
I know I'm lying.
I see a future with her. I wish she would take me back. Please, Diamond. Please, Diamond." Please.
I can't with Cisco, man.
Cisco's
well,
terrible.
So I thought it was going to... I thought Tasha was... I was like, Tasha, you got him by the balls. Like, here we go. Finish him. KO. I thought you were going to damn rip them balls off. No, then she goes, and you know, Cisco, and here's the thing. What am I supposed to do? Tell me. Tell you.
Live your life. Like, what do you mean?
Right? Ladies, we don't wait around for this for the man
yes.
who has been treating you like
yes,
shit.
They do.
Why?
Yes,
because
they, do.
They leave you broken a little bit.
They leave you broken.
Just a slight crack. She got both of these babies.
Drink the blood of my body.
When she doing this, mommy got you. She like, damn, she looked just like, you look just like your daddy. Damn, I miss your daddy.
Oh. Girl, you would swear these men are the blood and body of Christ. They would just be fucking sucking these motherfucking dicks like communion on them. Like,
hey. And then she said, you only got one bit of leverage, Tasha.
Pussy.
And you said, so I'm going to set some boundaries. We can no longer have sex.
Like this. We no longer have sex.
Ladies, you gotta stop doing that.
We can no longer have sex.
Cisco, I'm just done. I'm not taking this anymore. Like,
Stefan,
you cannot.
That's enough.
She might as well have started giving it to him right then.
Stefan, that's
she
enough.
She did not cut it off.
Y'all, you see what I'm going through right now, guys?
First off, that's hilarious that two guys got you in the middle with both of them
right.
up on the table.
What is happening? Come on.
I don't know why I moved my glasses.
Ladies, we gotta stop doing this to ourselves. Not by y'all. Like,
yo, but listen, girls.
Y'all my dogs, but I mean.
If all else fails, the one thing that females always have is the takeaway. If you don't take away the punani, we will never abide by anything.
She says
you say.
She's gonna take it away.
With a huge smile and batting her. All her fake eyelashes was batting so hard.
I didn't even know she had fake eyelashes. I ain't gonna say that about you, girl. You probably didn't have no fake eyelashes. All right, we're gonna save that paper because that is Michael Boys. B. Jordan juicy, and I need to remember that. moving on from that. All right, final story of the night is Sir. I mean, do we even want to talk about Sin in Paris?
No.
Right, Sin pretending like she's looking for a venue for her party until someone tells her that,
Erica,
you're gonna show up for your event tonight. Oh. The one I've been preparing
She's
for?
Like,
yeah, that one.
This is so hard. All the planning and thinking and stuff.
I'm just like, girl, why was you dressed like an anime, like Sailor Moon girl, like with that damn blue
yeah, I didn't know
sweater with the
I didn't know event planners had to think and stuff.
That was, she was just, listen, she just trying to have a party, dog.
I know, but she's
trying to have a party.
I don't know that she's the sharpest young lady.
She seems like a nice young lady. Seeing.
I do. I love looking at her. She's
seems
not
a nice
sharp.
Young lady.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll all right. Well, let's talk about another nice young lady. Miss Johnny Blaze. She was singing, playing that piano. All right, girl, you better play that piano.
Mm-hmm. Is all that ass sexy? I think that's a little gross.
I think that's a question for you.
Yeah, you're going to have to answer that.
I think that's a little gross. I think it's, she had like those jean short cutouts that are really like thongs, and I was not feeling it.
Yeah, I'm just like anybody, guy or girl.
Yeah.
But like, when you're wearing something and the top of your ass crack is always out, like, I'm just like, that doesn't go with the outfit. You clearly are wearing the wrong size.
Right. And there may be like a little yeast infection happening due to the pull-up.
Is that where she got the last name Blaze from?
No, she got the last name Blaze because she gets blazed up.
Okay. Well, I do too.
She's a fighter.
I know that.
We use Blaze for everything. We talking about something else.
All right. So they're talking. Then she's talking to Rich, and then Princess P or whatever her name is shows up.
G Unit.
Yeah. No, not anymore. Shows up. Irritated as all hell. Which I feel her to a certain point. But here's my other thing with artists. Artists always get these managers or people who represent them, and then they're like, all they're doing is putting me on the bench. That's like what happens with new artists because they don't know you. They're trying to figure out how they can develop you. They have other projects they're working on.
Yeah, and you don't just get a new artist and then start stuffing them in everybody's mouth. You're like, hey, I do have this, you know. Hey, it's a good idea if we maybe collabo on, hey, you know.
But Rich knows what he's doing. In her defense, Rich just told her he wasn't working with nobody. He was like, no, I ain't working with nobody.
But then he came up on the check who's multi-talented.
He was dealing with Johnny Blaze and said, told her he was going to work with her way before him and Paris had the conversation about him not working with nobody. Rich just be lying.
It's Rich. Yeah.
That's true.
So you running up on Rich, acting like Rich ain't Rich? I don't work with men that lie. Shut up. Everybody you work with is lying to you, first off. Seriously. Stop.
All right, well, one...
Project Paris?
See, remember I was telling y'all that I want this...
Project Pat.
Project Pat?
Her name is what?
Precious Paris?
Precious Paris.
Stop. I don't work with men that lie.
Well, so like I tell y'all, I want Love and Hip Hop to come up with this Def Jam Vendetta game.
No, you keep...
I want this.
Listen.
Like, here's the thing, y'all. I talk about these people, you know what I mean, based off this television show. I don't know them in real life, but I watch this based off this TV show. And I have, as much as I talk about Peter Gunn's dirty feet, I love Peter Gunn's like I love Sub-Zero, you know what I mean, from Mortal Kombat. Like, it is a character that I enjoy.
Yeah,
but
Sub-Zero's
what I want to see is that Love and Hip Hop Def Jam Vendetta game, and I want to see Johnny Blaze versus Moniece, because Johnny Blaze... I mean, I thought Moniece had the stale face down, but Johnny Blaze was talking about, take that outside. Take that outside. Take that outside.
And Johnny Blaze outweighs Moniece. It's all that ass. It could be something.
But Moniece quick, though.
Moniece quick, and Moniece, like, see, the difference between Moniece
Johnny
is...
Johnny Blaze done been to prison.
It's so bad. I know bitches that been to prison and ain't done shit. and I'm not saying that, Johnny, because, I mean, I don't know what you went to jail for. But what I'm saying is I feel like when Moniece grabbed that bitch's head, she was like, boom, boom, boom. And then when Johnny grabbed... For Precious, it was like she grabbed for the track. I was like, really, Johnny?
Yeah. I don't know. She got angry.
I'm not dealing... I don't want to do nothing with Johnny Blaze. She got angry.
Chicks from New York. You talking L.A. versus New York. Chicks from New York got hands.
Did you see Moniece?
I love Moniece.
Did you not see Moniece? She's terrifying.
But she's still an L.A. girl. I don't know.
Crazy
L.A. versus New York.
It don't matter where you're from. Crazy is crazy.
They got hands in New York, though.
I've seen some motherfuckers out here, though. You know what I mean? I've seen some motherfuckers in Atlanta, and let's not even talk about Dade County.
Dade County represent 305, you already know.
On that note, let's head into predictions.
Mr. Worldwide?
Is it T
from there?
Mr. Worldwide.
Hello, right? Is it T from there? Yep. Jason
Derulo? Is Jason Derulo from Dade County?
Yep. I'm actually friends with his cousin. Yeah, grew up with them.
So next week, Diamond and Cisco. Little Haiti. I love Little Haiti down there. So Cisco goes and talks to Diamond for advice, I guess? Was that what that was? She was like, basically what you need to tell her is that when she was having the baby, you were smashing my pussy down.
Come on, Diamond.
Don't tell her that.
Don't do that. Well, she's gonna be. She's determined to be the star of her own spinoff. So,
well, that's not.
She's happen. Down to say whatever to whomever. She even mushed Cisco when it wasn't even really popping like that.
The only spinoff she's like, gonna get on is damn Beyond Scared Straight. Like her mom gonna sign her up.
Yeah, we're not.
Or teenage pregnancy when this new dude gets her nice and bundled.
Well, he ain't getting. Never mind.
That gonna be on the DL. Chrissy and Chinks talking about the family situation, but I'm really excited. Amina and Tara gonna be sitting up, spilling all the tea about Peter. And you know that when girls do this, they don't get up and talk about that one ex, and they just hate that ex just as much as the other one hate that ex, and they gonna put all Peter's business out. So Peter gonna lie to Tara. Oh, of course, baby. That's why I'm saying Def Jam Vendetta. Tara and Amina versus Peter. Boom, tag team.
Okay, okay. I know a couple white boys. Jesse, I ain't going to let you keep talking about this, and we don't put this together. I said we because I'm trying to get my cut. You know,
don't fucking play. Equity, bitch. Shark Tank. All right, y'all. We want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canelia.
Me at I Am More Fire.
Also, make sure you guys hit that subscribe button down below. Hit us up on iTunes and share with your friends. Please, please, please spread the message of our show and tell all your friends that they has to watch us. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.